Because if setting dreams and establishing goals was going to make us happier, how come in the United States of America, the richest nation on the planet, when it comes to all the research on happiness, the United States is number 10 on the list?
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today begins the first part of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. And I do welcome you to the Intentional Living Center today. You heard in that little opening statement that here in the United States, according to research, we're about number 10 worldwide on the happiness scale. And yet, we're the richest nation in the world. We are a nation of dreamers. Yet we see marriages that are struggling. We have an addiction problem in this country that's enormous. We have issues of anger and hostility. And why is it that we have all of this possibility here in this nation, and yet we are, in many ways, not a happy people? And I believe, looking at the measurements and the studies that I was able to discover, that the greatest satisfaction on any measurement for marriage, job, parenting, finances, comes to those who are living the dream. And for us as followers of Christ, it's knowing our purpose, knowing who we are in Christ, and then pursuing that dream. So, as I mentioned, we're starting a several-part series, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing, and then pursuing that dream. So I think this will be a time of really exploring your own life and understanding what God has for you and perhaps setting some new goals for the future. So I hope you'll stay with us. All right, let me go over to the Teaching Center and let's begin this series, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing. I'm starting a series and I'm calling this Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing. And the second part's going to be then pursuing a dream that's worth finding. Because there's really two sides to this. And of course, in the kind of thing that we do with intentional living for the years that we've been doing this, we talk about the power of setting goals, and we know the research is clear that when you set a goal, you're more likely to reach a goal. When you set a goal, you're more likely to be successful at whatever it is. But as I have, I guess, matured over the years and have worked with more people, I realize that when we think about setting goals, or in this case, finding a dream that's worth pursuing, we're really talking about a convergence to understand what is God's view of us trying to have a dream in the first place. What is God's view of us setting goals? And at the same time, we know throughout Scripture that we see men and women who set goals and went after goals and had dreams and went after dreams. And so I want to talk about this convergence of God's intention about our dreams and about the practicality of everyday living when it comes to setting goals in our life. And I went and did a little research, because if setting dreams and establishing goals was going to make us happier, how come in the United States of America, the richest nation on the planet, when it comes to all the research on happiness, the United States is number 10 on the list? So I looked a little more deeply and I said, okay, let's find out what Americans really think. And the Pew Research shows that 50% of Americans think that the American dream is only somewhat alive. So the research is saying that at least half of Americans say they're not living the dream. 69% of Americans are either actively or disengaged or not engaged at work, according to the Gallup poll research. So 69% of Americans go to work every day, and they're not living the dream. 58% of unmarried people say that life hasn't turned out as they expected, according to Pew Research. 58% of single people aren't living the dream. 67%, this is interesting, with the huge growth of cohabitation today, where people are choosing not to get married but living together because they think that's going to make them happier, what Pew Research shows is that 67% of cohabiting parents say that life hasn't turned out as they expected. 43% of married people report that their marriage isn't happy. 43% of Americans who are married aren't living
the dream. So this got me thinking about, if we're going to be a mission and a ministry to help people find the purpose, right? Live their purpose and then finish strong. And a part of that is knowing what, you know, having a dream for your life or having goals for your life, because we all know that those are things that we're supposed to be doing. What does God have to say about this? And what can we learn from Scripture that'll be very practical when it comes to setting goals and having a dream for your marriage and your family and your relationships and so on? One of the things that we know is that a worthwhile dream will change your life. And you probably have read that little verse in Proverbs 29:18 that says, where there is no revelation from God, the people cast off restraint. And what that verse is really saying to us, it's not about having a dream that says, you know, if you don't have a vision to lose 50 pounds, you're going to cast off restraint. It's not that kind of vision or that kind of dream that Scripture is talking about. What the Scripture is saying here is that God gives us a revelation, and when we don't have a revelation from God, we're going to cast off restraint. Or in another version, it says we're going to perish. And of course, in the Proverbs, we're talking about the law. Without that revelation from God that says, hey, this is the law, here's how you're to operate, without that revelation from God, the people will just do whatever they want to do. So God is saying that this thing about having a dream, there's something about having a vision that from Him that gives us constraints in which to live. And as I thought about that, I thought about, well, then how do we know what a vision is? I mean, what is a dream? What is God's intention in this New Testament era, the church age, where we're not living under the law, even though we know the law is given to us for our benefit? Christ came to fulfill that. How in the world do we understand this thing about visions and dreams and what God's intention is for our lives?
In a moment, Dr. Randy Carlson continues today's teaching, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing.
I ran across a very unintentional quote by political commentator and comedian Will Rogers. If stupidity got us into this mess, then why can't it get us out? Unfortunately, if you did something stupid to get into a mess, you're going to need to be very intentional to clean it up. When you become a member of the Intentional Living Center, you'll receive resources that will help you to make wise choices by living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. So join today. You'll receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit as our thanks, which contains autographed copies of Dr. Randy's best-selling books, The Power of One Thing and Starved for Affection, as well as the One Thing wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
You give me a minute, I've got one thing that will radically change the financial future of your children.
From the Intentional Living Center, welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
You are a good parent, and you are doing all you can to make sure your children grow up to be the individual they were meant to be. While you are being intentional in your approach, what are your children really seeing when they watch you? And they are watching you. What do they see when they watch you manage your finances? Are you intentionally living by a plan? Are you intentionally staying away from debt? Are you intentionally saving for the future and your family's needs? Be an example to your children. Things do happen, but live your financial life on a plan and be a model to your children. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
I'm going to live intentional by doing something I did this morning. I deactivated my Facebook account. I know that Facebook, people get connected. I've run into friends throughout the last couple of years that I lost touch with, but I just got to thinking recently, I'm on there way too much, and especially with the political stuff, I'm like, nah, this is just too much. And this morning I deactivated it. I don't need to be on there. I could spend that time with God and His Word or with friends or anything more productive than that.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
how do we know what a vision is? I mean, what is a dream? What is God's intention in this New Testament era, the church age, where we're not living under the law, even though we know the law is given to us for our benefit? Christ came to fulfill that. How in the world do we understand this thing about visions and dreams and what God's intention is for our lives? If you have your Bibles, I'd like to have you turn to Acts chapter 2. I was thinking about what does the Scripture teach us about setting a dream? And I want you to come to Acts chapter 2 with me for a moment, because we get the opening scene of the church age. This is the beginning of the end. Acts chapter 2 is the beginning of the end. Christ has died. He's risen from the grave. He's ascended, and they were instructed to go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit to come, right, in Acts chapter 2. We see that the fire comes from heaven, and people begin to speak in their own languages that they didn't understand, and all of a sudden they understand each other. And there's a great power and a great movement of the Holy Spirit. And of course, here's Peter in the midst of this. And they start to say, now, what are these Christians or these people, these Christ followers doing? They must be drunk. See? And Peter speaks up and he says here in verse 14, with the 11, he says, and he raises his voice, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And here he goes back into the Old Testament, and he brings this prophecy of Joel. And listen, this is a powerful prophecy. When we lose sight of the fact that God spoke in times past to the reality of this generation, we miss the point that Scripture speaks from Genesis to Revelation and instructs us on how to live intentionally in Christ. Now, I want to take just a moment and camp here, and then we're going to get really practical. Okay, this is not a lesson today that's intended just to be a theological lesson. I'm going to bring it right back. How do we take this, what Peter is sharing from Joel, and apply it to living intentionally in our marriages, in our family? How do we understand that when we're instructed to have a dream or a vision, how do we develop that? And where does that come from in our life? And listen what Peter says here as he quotes Joel, starting in Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Now keep in mind, up to this point, the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, only spoke through the prophets. It was a limited group of people that really experienced the Holy Spirit. Just go to this scene for a moment. You're standing there in Jerusalem, and all of a sudden, for the very first time, the Holy Spirit descends upon all flesh. That's a powerful thing, isn't it? And Joel says, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, for sons, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Isn't that interesting? Your old men will dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above the signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and notable day of the Lord. And listen to verse 21. This is a verse we often quote. This is a verse that we use in our evangelism. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And as I looked at this, and as I did research and started to look at the commentaries, what was happening here was a profound thing in this first chapter of the church age. Remember, these people thought Christ was coming back in their lifetime. They were waiting just like we do today. And now 2,000 years later, we're still waiting. We're waiting for him to come. And what was happening here in this profound message, when it talks about your old men will dream dreams and your young men will have visions and you will prophesy, what the commentators say is the prophecy that was being foretold is that through your dreams and through your visions, one profound thing has to be a part of every dream. Every dream that's worthwhile is intended to point somebody to Christ.
Boy, and I believe that. And I believe it because the scripture teaches that. We're live back in our Intentional Living studio as we're beginning this first day on a five-day series, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing. Hopefully it'll bring much encouragement and motivation as you think about the dreams that God has placed in your life. By the way, on our website, we have the intentionals for living your dream. What does God use to speak his dream into your life? The top 10. And we'll be teaching some of that through this series as well. I want to say thanks to those who stand with us in support of the ministry of intentional living in a very practical, tangible, financial way. As a listener-supported nonprofit ministry, the Intentional Living Center, Intentional Living, continues to reach people around the world because of your support and your prayers. And if you're not a monthly member, come and join us. You're not only supporting the ministry, but you're making a statement about your own life, about your values and your priority, about really intending to live intentionally in your life. And I want to say thank you by sending you a new member's kit when you sign up today. It includes The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection, two of our best-selling books, autographed by me, and two teachings on CD, some of the core teaching and then ongoing teaching every month. All you have to do is go right now to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on donate or call 888-888-1717, press number 4 during West Coast business hours. And thank you for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Hi, my name is Smith, and I'm a college student at UT. And I'm calling not on behalf of myself, but for college students at UT who are intentionally sharing the gospel with classmates and friends that they meet, and just being intentional to live in the community that they've been placed in and to share Christ wherever he has them. Thanks. Bye.
I heard a testimony the other day where a caller thanked Dr. Randy because, quote, intentional living saved my marriage, unquote. Now, Dr. Randy thanked him, but he also reminded him that it was the Lord who really saved his marriage. As a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you can help us continue to have that kind of impact in marriages, families, and lives all over the world. Join today and you'll get the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Dr. Randy's best-selling books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the One Thing wristband. And every month you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on donate.
The way I'm living intentionally is I used to use foul language to get my point across, and I've cut back to the point where I don't use that foul language at all, and so that's how I'm living intentionally. Hi, Dr. Randy. I just wanted to let you know I have actually been living an intentional life for about 2 years. One of the things that I have had to realize is the fact that I wanted to behave exactly the way I wanted people to see me, by saying what I mean and meaning what I say.
I just wanted to call to tell you that I have intentionally quit watching TV in my apartment. I read my Bible every morning and every evening now, and I go in prayer. And it blesses my heart. I just want to thank you all very much.
I'm just calling to let you know how I'm using my time intentionally. Well, I've stopped watching TV. My creativity has really increased. So grateful for that.
That is great. Hey, you know, when we open the lines, which we have open all the time for you, to tell us how you're living intentionally and the difference it makes in your life, you hear the upbeat voices, don't you? It makes a difference. Do one thing. What's the thing you could do? that would be intentional, that would really honor Christ and change your life, and go do it. All right, we're talking today about finding a dream worth pursuing, so let's go to Deneen, who's on the line in Missouri. Hi, Deneen. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you very much.
Tell us, what is it you're wrestling with today in your life?
It seems that we live paycheck to paycheck, no matter how large or small the paycheck is, and I have always struggled with wanting to start my own business and be self-employed. The problem is I can't seem to get direction or define exactly what it is I should do or what God's will is.
Now, if you were making a plenty of money now, would you still have this desire?
Yes.
Okay, good. I wanted to ask that because you started by saying we're living paycheck to paycheck, and I want to have my own business. Because if the assumption is I'm going to have my own business and then I can be financially free, not have financial stress, everything's going to be great, that may be a challenge because, as you know, starting a new business can be a huge financial challenge, especially in this economy. So what is it? What's the business or what is it you feel drawn toward?
Well, my passion is to be able to connect other Christians together so that we can pool our resources. We go to a church that maybe has, 200 or 300 members, and we're not connected to help each other out. So if somebody needs, resume help, I know that there's somebody in that body of believers that could help them.
So it's sort of a co-op. You're looking for
Christian
a co-oping, where you'd share your skills. It's sort of a bartering thing. I'll do this for you, and you help me with that. And
I need a dead tree removed from my house, and I know everybody's struggling with money. Kind of like in Acts when the early church came together, and everybody shared everything. Along those lines, I just know it's possible to do, and when I talk to my husband about wanting to do a job and have my own business, he's hopeful that it would make some money.
Yeah, well, that's always nice. But this is going to be the more of a ministry for you now, Deneen. As I hear you, you're an idea person, you're a heart person, you've got heart for people. But I hear you kind of struggling in your thinking about, what's next? What would I do? Where would I begin? Is that what I hear you wrestling with?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Deneen. I'd like to see if we can get you back on tomorrow as we continue this series on finding a dream worth pursuing. And I want to ask you the question, so think about it. Who have you talked to about this? Who have you benchmarked? What other sources have you found that you can get some information? I think of my own life. We're talking about business, and I saw that in my own family, my parents and my brother and his wife and their work with Youth Haven and the great job they've done. And I've worked with my wife and my father-in-law and family here at the ministry, and there's been great opportunities, but it all comes back to having that shared sense of a dream and a purpose and a direction in your life. And, I even think of myself. I had to go back to when I was 33 years old that God really laid on my heart to go and get additional training and counseling. I went back and got my master's degree and my doctorate so I could take that information and use it in pursuing help for you all and to encourage you in your journey as a follower of Christ. So we're going to continue this discussion and continue the teaching. This is good. I hope that you're going to learn through this series the power of finding a dream worth pursuing.
Have you ever wondered, what should my goals be this year?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
How about concentrating on those things that employers really want first? They want someone who has a positive attitude, who can get along well with others. The second thing they want is they really want someone who will stand up and start up. So if they see a problem, they'll jump into action. They want people who are problem solvers. And the last thing they really want is a great communicator. How would you grade yourself on those right now? What could you concentrate on? Do you need to look at being more positive and getting along well with others? Or maybe you need to look at, how am I on problem solving, self-starting, or communication? For intentional living, I'm Linda Swindling.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
Hello, my name is Tammy, and I'm calling in about pursuing a dream. And my dream did come true. I was working, serving others in a job that it wasn't very fulfilling, but God showed me how to start my own business. I know this is definitely God's plan for me.
My dream is to turn around the comic book industry as far as horror and shock is concerned.
It's kind of funny because I see other people's dreams. They stay the same all their life. Mine has not been so. Periodically, I take a turn.
And the dream that God has placed on my heart is actually what his calling for, on my life is. Right after I got saved, I was praying and, you know, asking him what he wanted me to do because I wanted to know so badly. And he said very plainly, I want you to write for me. I'm trusting God's going to use it to reach other people for his glory.
My dream is to be able to teach an adult Sunday school class. I've always wanted to be a teacher, and that's my dream for intentional living. Amen.
Amen. Hey, that's fantastic. You know, I'd love to hear your dream. What has God placed in your heart? Sometimes just to verbalize it is such a powerful thing. Why don't you call and tell us on our storyline so we can share yours, your dream that God has placed on your heart. Call 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Take you right to our comment line, and as you heard, just tell us, hey, here's my dream. This is what God has placed in my life. You know, dreaming, as the scripture says, without a clear revelation from God, you know, we can live a life of chaos. Without a revelation from God, people cast off restraint, it says in the Proverbs. And so make sure the dream is a dream that comes from God and allow it to motivate you, move you, excite you, and really enthuse your life, to energize your life to act. We got more on this topic of dream and dreamers and what the scripture teaches about finding a dream worth pursuing. We'll get to that next time. But before we just wrap it up for today, I just want to again invite you to come and be a part of this mission and a part of this journey with us. Your practical financial support of $1 a day, $30 a month, every month is going to make a huge difference. It allows us to continue in the station, allows us to continue to reach people for Christ, and frankly, allows us to send to you a resource every month, my teaching on CD to encourage you. All the core teaching from Intentional Living. And we got a new member kit we're going to send you with two of our best-selling books to get you started. Just call 888-888-1717, press number 4, or go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on Donate. Thank you for joining the Intentional Living family. And we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.